I'm just here to try to get something a little bit clear.
Ask questions.
The Gemara says,
so much question.
We're trying to find out which Amira, which Tana holds you don't need Malkum Dal Adal, right? So the Gemara says, first we try to bring Rabbi Akiva and we shall adopt. So the Gemara says over here, Elam Rabbi Yosef Amani Rebbe. Hi Rebbe, which Rebbe? So say, Elam, if you're going to tell me it's this Rebbe, the Tanya Zarek V'nach HaGabi Ziz. If somebody throws something on top of a Ziz, Kolshu, right? A small Ziz, a small little peg. Rebbe Mechayv Chamon Paitrim. Can't be, because Kirabin Lemer, come on, Kirabaya. Because Abaya already, Zetzdain Machlaikis later on, is a completely different Machlaikis. That has nothing to do with, and we can't bring a Raya anymore that you don't need Dal Adal. Because Abaya says, Amar Abaya Hocha, the case was, Be'ilan Ha'imin Bishos HaYachid, V'naif Ha'naif Lishos HaRabim, the tree was in Rishos HaYachid. You were standing in Rishos HaRabim. You threw it onto the tree, but it landed on the branch, which is in Rishos HaRabim. So Rebbe says, Amrinan Shadi Naifai Basar Ikran, we take the branch and we put it on, we go after the tree, the Rishos of the tree, so you're Chayiv, because then you carried Al Yedei Zayrik from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaYachim. And the Rabbanan say, no, Lai Shadi, we don't say Shadi Gufai, Shadi Naifai Basar Ikran. Right, so what does this mean, Shadi Naifai Basar Ikran? We have to bar that. What exactly does it mean, Shadi Naifai Basar Ikran? Rashi adds a very interesting shita. Rashi says that Shadi Naifa Basar Ikara, Rashi over here, says, Havikilu Nach Bishus HaYachid, it's as if it landed, I'm sorry, Havikimunach Bishus HaRabim, Amakam Dalid, the Ikr Machash of Leila Naif, right? It's as if, Rashi explains the Pshat is, that as if it landed in Bishus HaRabim, but what? On Amakam Dalid Adalid. So you're borrowing the Makam Dalid, Shadi. Knife by Western Creed tells you, borrow the trunk size, which is in really the Rishas HaYachid, and your Chayim Rishas HaRabim, and the Chi is going to have to be Havara. Havara's Dal and Amos Rishas HaRabim. Right? This Shita Rashi is very interesting. We're not going to speak too much on Rashi, but what's Gishmak in Rashi is that he's only using Shaday, Knife by Western Karai, to give it a Dal and a Dal. He's not using it, right, to say a Chidish Adkin Ekach, that it's going to be as if it landed in Rishas HaYachid.
Right? This is the bigger chiddush.
Why?
Using a base of Rishus.
So, but that you can make, that you can understand because it's the base of that tree. It landed on the tree.
Go out to the base, not after.
Okay, but to say it, the Rishus doesn't really work with. You don't look down at the Rishus. You look across at the Rishus. And you want to know if something landed on something.
When he says it, it's just at the same. The base has the
night there as well. Right. Yeah, he's just saying, this thing is, it slanted like this. If it lands on here, right, you can't say it's on Dal Adal. We'll see soon. Right?
So.
You need a pen? Alright.
So,
right? Because it landed on that tree. It's on the tree.
But if you want to say where it landed, I'll tell you Shirabim. When you say busted the Iker, I don't want to tell you busted the Iker.
It's only busted the Iker to say it landed on something that you can call it a Hanukkah. You know what I'm saying? You can call it a Hanukkah. It didn't just land on a peg in the sky. It's a Hanukkah. It landed on something which people would put something on. Okay, you can argue. What's not Gishmak and Rashi is that he's saying that the case is Havara. Right? That's like Mam Shanta Mashmoy, it's the Gemara that you're Chayiv. The Gemara there, that talks about the case of Rebbe and Rabbanon is we're talking about Hachnasa. We're talking about whether you're Chayiv, because you're standing in Shasarabim, or you're Chayiv, right? To come along and say that Tamar Havara is Hakabe Chiddush. That's just the point in Rashi.
What's John Rashi that you're Chayiv? Don't you need it to land on the floor?
What do you mean?
So you're asking
the mites that should be Makam Patur right here. Like what Taisa is going to speak about later on. I don't know. I hear. That's a good caution.
What?
That even if you say it landed on Makam Dal Al Dalid, but it's Dal Al Dalid in the area of Patur. So, Vikram, I want to speak about the first half of Taisis. That part that we're talking about, that's the Rajba, speaks about the different Rishuyos in Rishus HaRabim. just the first part of Taisus. Taisus says, very interesting way how he's attaching our Gemara, what the Gemara is doing by taking a bayah from over there. Right? The Gemara of Zion says quickly, could I just see the Gemara? The Gemara says, Gufam Rav Chizda, not Kana Rishus HaYachid. If somebody implants a Kana in Rishus HaYachid, if Zarek Vinach HaGabov, Afilu Gevaya Mea Amma, even if it's 100 Amma's high, you're Chayiv, and they should Rishus HaYachid, I'll have to Rekiel. It's still Kana Rishus HaYachid. Right? So Rashi wants to say over here that the Chiddush of Rav Chizda is that you don't need Dalai Adalai. And that's what we're saying. Now, Lema Rav Chizda Gamar Peredi. You see that Rav Chizda is saying it's good enough to put it on a Kana, so you don't need Dalai Adalai. The Tanya Zarek Vinach Agav is this Kol Shriu Reb Mechayev Plum Paitrim. So Abai is going on that Reb Chizda. No, Abai says, no, Reb Chizda doesn't mean that. I'm sorry, they're not arguing Reb Chizda. They both hold Reb Chizda, both Rebbe, both Rabbanan. Only Shaila is, we're talking about this interesting case. Kul Yamalei Pliki Ki Reb Chizda. Abada, you don't need Anacha Taka and Rosh Hashiachid. You do not need Anacha. Right, very important, Reb Chizda, you don't need Anacha. Elohacha Bilan Oymer Rosh Hashiachid. The problem is, it wasn't Munach and Rosh Hashiachid, it wasn't Rosh Hashiachid. Do we say that since Rosh Hashiachid is attached to Rosh Hashiachid, if we can make that knife consider Rosh Hashiachid and therefore it wouldn't need a Dalai Adalai? That's all.
It doesn't need a Dalai Adalai, it doesn't need an
Anacha
either.
For sure, well, if once we know it's Rosh Hashiachid, it doesn't need an Anacha Adalai. Because that's what Rosh Hashiachid says. That would be for sure, not Kana. Because if not Kana, we know it doesn't need an Anacha Adalai Adalai. The Shaila is.
Is it Anacha or is it?
In the air? Okay, we'll see. It needs. That's what we're going to get into later on. We're going to see what it means that you don't need an Anachas Dalet. What exactly that means. But Rav Chizda says you don't need an Anachas Dalet, and the Shaila is, this branch, which is in Shas Rabin, could Shadi Naifah. So what's Shadi Naifah want to do over here, Pashpah and the Gemara?
Make it part of Shas Yachid.
Yeah. That's it. Exactly the opposite of Rashi. Rashi wants to say Shadi Naifah says, let's give it a dalai, right? So it seems with the question of the Gemara that no, umfaker, that we want to say even if the thing doesn't have dalai, we don't care if it has dalai, the tree stump, because that's in Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid doesn't need dalai. We just want to know if Shadi Naifa can make it, you know, give it a left turn, take it part of the Rishus. So Taisa starts off saying, really, Hacha B'Shmaitin, we have a Rai, we want to bring a Rai from Rebbe. In order to be Matzah the Rai, we could have said something very simple. Hali Matzah Lukmi, we could have said, V'ilan, Shikari V'Naifai, Kula Kai V'Shasi Yachid. Both the Iker and the knife, the whole tree is V'Shasi Yachid. Let's not confuse ourselves. Why? The Gemara could have said, Hacha Mayaskin, and where did Rebbe and the Rabbanon argue? The whole tree is V'Shasi Yachid. And Yesh B'Kari Dali. The Rebbe Savar Shadi Knife and Basri Kari, V'Hashiva Makam Dali. Rebbe says you're chayav because you have a makom dali. And Rabbanan say you're potter because we don't say like shad knife basi kari, but I have a makom dali. Right? Maybe you'll tell me that our Gemara doesn't hold that a Rishus HaYachid needs dali like Rav Chizda. Maybe you'll tell me that right you can't say that's a machlek that Rishus HaYachid doesn't need dali. It's not true. Rishus HaYachid nami svarah shmeitz and our sugya hold the beinan makom dali la dali. How do we know that? We prove it in Amar B'Samuch. The Gemara later on says, the Gemara comes on saying that we're talking about the cases there was a traskel. They were holding a traskel. It says, Ha'tein ha'fishos ha'yachid. Fishlam of the traskels in Rishos ha'yachid. So then you're chayav, right? But what do you see? You see that you need the traskel, even you need the dalal adal. So why can we say a very simple case? If you don't have a rai, you don't need hanocha. Rebbe wasn't telling you it could land on a ziz. Right? Rebbe was trying to say, if it lands on a ziz, that under it has a dalal adal. Could we give it that dalal adal? Could Shadi Naif give it that dalal adal? Why can't we say that? So the Gemara says, why can't we say that that's machlekes Rebbe Narbona? And that would be enough to be matcha the rai that we want to bring from. We want to bring from Rebbe that you don't need dalal adal, because if Zorak v'nachat dal is it, we could have just locked it up and says no. We could have said the machlekes Rebbe Narbona is not matter case. With the ziz was attached to dalal adal. But avada you need a dalal adal. So you have no right.
So why couldn't Taisa say that the whole tree that Rishus HaRabbim did have vara?
Taisa says it later on. Taisa says that's another kash. Taisa says later on.
Because then you wouldn't have to go now like it. Then
you wouldn't have to go now like it.
Right.
So Taisa says that later on. Avokasha mentions. The Maisa, so today says Elanakab Chayagadna. So why did Gemara here choose this case? Right? The Milsa Dabai Imar Mipirkin on Milsa Reb Chisda, because Abaya's words were really said on the words of Reb Chisda. Right? And Reb Chisda really doesn't need a dalet, does not need a dalet al dalet. Right? The Amar, because Reb Chisda says, we just saw the Gemara, not to Kanabish Yachim, Vizar Kunach al Gabala Filu Gavayimei Amachayiv. Uparach, and the Gemara asked, Lame of the Reb Chisda Amar Karebi, maybe Reb Chisda will say like Rebbe, because Rebbe, right? This Rebbe. Mishan, we say, no, Reb Chisda Yachim, Kul Yama, Loi Plig, Kir Reb Chisda, that what? You don't need a dalet al dalet. The Hacha, the Ilan, Ha'imir, Reb Chisda Yachim. The knife and just a rabbin. We're talking about a case where the trees and just a rabbin, the knife is just a yochin. Umayri afilu ain beikarei dalit, right? And we're talking there in Reb Chisda that they don't have beikarei dalit. The Rebbe sover shadi knifei baster ikarei. Right? Rebbe holds that you take the knife baster ikarei to give it the rishus, to have your rishus yochin v'chayiv. Afagav the loy havei makom dalit. Kid Reb Chisda rabbanon sover rabbanon say. We don't say shalom for right, right? We want to say, no, we can't allow it to take on the reshus. So it comes out, it's fun. So Tosfos is saying that the reason why we're using Abaya here, and Abaya said the machlokes in this way, is because Abaya is really going on Reb Chisda. So if so, what in the world are we bringing? Abaya is really going in Reb Chisda. This is when we learned the sugya the first time, we were confused about. Abaya is going in Reb Chisda. Reb Chisda says, you don't need a makom dalet. Here, our sugya holds, you need a makom dalet. The whole point of our sugya is that we want to know, right? We're trying to show you that you need a makom dalet, right? Don't say this on Moyer, don't say this on, you need a makom dalet. So we're saying we're slugging it up, kid Abaya. Right? What's Tosis, basically, what's Tosis proving? How's Tosis learning? What's the Gemara proving from Abaya? How is Abaya slugging up a makom like this? How do you see from Abaya you don't need makom dalet? That's the kasha. You don't see that from Abaya.
You don't need?
That you don't need makom dalet. That you need makom dalet al dalet.
But it's not just like again.
That's what we'd see.
What's the Mishnah? Isn't Mishnah telling you that you don't need makom dalet?
Mishnah over here is we see from the Mishnah you don't need. Right? You see from the Ayin Asher.
Now we're trying to say.
Now we're trying to slug it up and say you do need. We're going in the slug up. That you do need makom dalet al dalet. So where in the world?
You're a Kiva because you knew I'm not going to need dalet, Kiva does need dalet.
Right.
That's trying to be a case that neither are true nor are not.
Right. And then we're slugging.
That's what we're doing. That's
what Abaya is doing. No, Abaya is in the shlugga. Abaya is in the shlugga. That's Rebbe. Har Rebbe, right? Ilay Mahar Rebbe. If you want to say it's Rebbe, the Tanya, Zarek, Nach, Abaya is called Shu, and that's why you don't need Dalal Dalit. It's not true. You're saying you do need Dalal Dalit. And it's a different thing. Right. So we don't have, so it can't be this Rebbe. Right? It can't be this Rebbe.
Okay.
So that means, what in the world are we, how are we slugging up from Abaya?
Abaya Gufa
tells you you don't need Dalet al Dalet in that Gemara. Right? What's Abaya accomplishing in that Gemara? Abaya is going in Reb Chisda.
So it's Chaval, it comes to Rashi. That's perfect.
That's what Rashi would want to learn. His way.
Wow,
I'm asking, and we'll soon see Mamash the Rajba ask this Kasha. Blatant on Tosis, and he argues on the whole premise of Tosis. Abaya in the Gemara over there is going under Chisda. Chisda says that you don't need Hanachum Shiziyachin at all. You don't need Hanachum. Right? And we said maybe your Chisda is saying like Rebbe and not the Rabbanon. So we say no, really Rebbe and the Rabbanon both agree you don't need Hanachum. They both agree you don't need Hanachum. They're just arguing that if the hanacha took place in Rishus HaRabim on a knife, does it give you Rishus HaYachim? Right? But Avada, do we need, at the end of the day, after I hear Abaya, I don't need Dalet Rishus HaYachim. Our Gemara here is Gufa using Abaya, wants to use Abaya to tell you that you do need, right? Because we're slugging up a right. We'll soon see how we do that. How is Tosis going to learn that? But if you want to, if someone's asking you, what's the Gemara accomplishing by bringing down Abaya? We're saying that you need a Hanachah Rosh Hashanah. Now, where in the world do we see that? Right? Because that's the Shakti Tara of the Gemara. Right. But there you see the Abaya is using, right? So the Rajba says,
why could it just be that Abaya is just coming to say that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, just a different shayla involved.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, but doesn't have to be opposite. Yeah, but we have that you don't need a dollar.
Somebody
says, you know, we weren't handling
that. Yeah, but Gufa, according to Gufa, Abaya is going to Reb Chisda, that's saying that you don't need a dollar.
Abaya's whole bar is that because it's not a dollar.
Right.
You're being Reb
Chisda,
you don't need a dollar.
And you don't need a dollar.
You don't need a dollar.
In that case, even though
it's not a Abaya, yes or no?
Yeah. Because as long as we can connect to the Shia, the Shia is over. What? You connect to just the offering. You don't.
In a bayah, but it happens to be that
the tree doesn't have a dollar though. In the case of bayah, the stump doesn't even have a dollar
That's what. But
the
camera's on my radar still.
No, we have a bayah. We don't need dollar.
The tree itself.
No, it's not a bayah. It might be a byproduct.
Even Rabban on a picture of this. We don't bring from there that Rebbe.
Right, so Rebbe says, so you never saw it. Oh, we do have dollar. It's not going to need dollar.
What Abaya is saying is exactly a stupid argument.
They
all the Rebbe says that means they all agree you don't need to have a dollar. So why do Rebbe, why do Rabban argue on Rebbe?
Now look what Abaya is saying. You have to be a dollar.
Abaya
is saying you have to go dollar.
And dollar. I think Shmuel is saying, I think I think what you're saying, they would ask the same for Tyson then. Tyson is going to borrow the technicality of a buyer and use it for dollar dollar.
That's
what Rashi was going to say. That's how Rashi learned Tyson. He's that kind of shot. I'll just say outside first, I'll see it inside for a minute. I think this is what you're alluding to. In Achlami, in the sugi over there, no shy because we're not dealing with dollar dollar. The whole sugi is everyone agrees you don't need dollar dollar, but it's in Rashi Yachid. The shayla is this called Rashi Yachid or not? Right, and it's a two-step process. Once you take Shitas Yochid, and Mamela doesn't need Dalad. That's the Gemara over there. So how can we bring a Abaya? So Tyus is to use a Abaya to tell you really two things. Just like if you can have a Rebbe, right, that tells you that Shadi Naifei Basri Kari tells you that it belongs to the Yochid, so it can also tell you that if that tree has Dalad, it could be part of that Dalad. That's how you want to learn places, yeah?
Sam, you just gonna move it to the next step?
Listen to this Lashon. Lashon's like this. The Taisis, Persha, Taisis explains, right? Mishun Zorik, Mishun Sarav, Mishun Sayachin, the Rebbe Savar Shaday Naifei Basri Karai, and what's how's he claim? Rebbe Vahavi, like his Zorik. I don't know if this is Tosis, our Tosis or Tosis, it could be another, but it's the same mahal. I'm like, Kizari B'shus Ramos of the Yachin. The Kivan, this is what you're saying, the Kivan, the Shadia Noifei Basri Koroi, Lachshivai Kirshu Shehuayme, Shadia Le Nami, Basri Koroi, Lachshivai Karba Ki Koroi. Right? Uvavadai, time of Dabai, the reason of Abaya is not because Shadi Basri Karai to make it our ball. If you ask the buyer personally, why did you say Shadi Basri if you saw the Naif Basri Kar over there? He'll say to make it a Rishus Hayachid. Taisus will say, a buyer could also tell you that if you don't have a Rishus Hayachid, that you need the Aldan Rishus Hayachid, then it could also tell you that it could use the trunks Dal Aldan.
Therefore,
our Gemara wouldn't hold the Rishus Hayachid.
The Taisa is saying you're going on Rav Chisda, though.
So it's using the Abaya on Rav Chisda.
You have to use the Abaya without Rav Chisda.
Right, so it's going to be, it's Madna.
We have a Raya that you have to drop Rav Chisda, you have to use the comes right. Abaya,
it's a completely Abaya, drop Rav
you might be able to say that you talk a Gumi Dalla.
Because since Abaya used it, since Abaya brought in this concept, created the concept, he was the one who introduced to the world this Shadi Naifei Basri Kara. Right?
He's Machadish
as far. So the Rajma says, and again the Rajma says, again, he reiterates it.
I don't know, it's a whole much bigger
place.
Maybe about, he only
says, Shadi Nechir, but
just for change
for Shus. Oh, right, so you can say, Hecha Taisi, Shadi Nechir is such a big, okay, I'll ask
him. It's a big
Kiddush Azid. Right, so Kiddush Azid is to say that it also makes it have Dalad Dalad, maybe Abaye never meant that. Now, again, he says that Tosis as well. El Leimer Kishem. Again, he says again. I'm just showing you another lashon. Kishem Shomer Abaya. Dishad Yenayfei Baster Makom Ikara. As far as the Makom is concerned. The Ama Makom Ikara Huha Iker Ukeilu Nach Vikara. Av Anu Neumar Shukimu Nach Vikara Jesh Bayarba. Then he asks, Raja asks, some questions that we already asked. He's really asking and answering says the Pshat. He says, as much as you could stretch it, it's not like Yishmael. The Kashele, Rasha says, Zim Isa. If you want to tell me that we're really only bringing Abaya El Alaymar, the Shadi and Ifei Basri Karai, Kid Abaya, Belay Kid Abaya Lagami, that we're bringing half of Abaya, so then Im Kain, Lay Havi Lay Lameymar, Stom Kid Abaya. How could the Gemara go ahead and say Kid Abaya? It's not fair, it's not true. It's not Kid Abaya. Yeah, it's a little bit like Abaya. We're just using Abaya. Hear? He's saying, right, Raja Guvasa Kasha. How could the Gemara go ahead and say here, Kid Abaya? It's not true. We're only using Abaya. It's not Kid Abaya.
Kubi Abaya is also minded to that thing.
Oh. Kubi Abaya is also minded. So Kubi Abaya would be minded.
It's Dalal Adal, it has a Makam Dalal Adal.
Right. Kubi Abaya is minded.
So it's not a Shver going to Abaya,
but
that's not what he's
saying. Here, look what he says. Then he asks Akasha. He says, Im Kain, Lo Yehavalei Kena Meimer Stama Kena Abaya. The Adra, but Hepech the Abaya. Why is it Hepech of Abaya? According to Abaya, you can't say, you can't.
I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why.
Because it's not a Shver.
You can't say that it's that we're machshav the karba arba. Then can kash le Reb Chisda the lay boy anocha al gabir arba. No, but then what's the right? Then how could the Gemara say kuli amak Reb Chisda? The whole Gemara.
Anybody
holds
that up to this? The Shabbos is it not in the Shusayot or not?
Right, but if you say that Abaya needed the fact that shadi gufa, you're saying Abaya had to say that what Rebbe meant Shadi Gufi was not what Shikari meant for Dalal Adalid, then the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. Because Abaya wants to tell you that everyone holds him because you don't need Dalal Adalid. How can Abaya himself?
Abaya held both, but Abaya could have seen it.
You're saying Abaya could have held what? Abaya could have held?
Abaya could have held what we're talking about here.
Because Abai didn't talk about the size of the tree. Whether this tree has Dalid, whether he doesn't have Dalid, that doesn't concern us. The point is whether we can say Shaday Naifei Basri Kara. If you're going to tell me that the tree had Dalid and Abaya needed to say that also, then it doesn't make sense. Because Abaya's whole point, his whole goal is to say, you can't forget Abaya's goal. Abaya's goal is to say, everyone wants to go. You don't need, that means Abaya's going to stay far away from anything which will lend itself to think that you need Dalid. Even if you can get out of it, Abaya could have, you know, but still. At the end, he finally says, if you wanted to say, the Gemara should have said, either the Gemara should have ignored Abaya at all, should not have brought him in, just borrowed his Svara, don't bring down his name, or the Gemara could have said, Kid Abaya Udalai Kid Abaya. Okay, that's, at least we understand how Taisus is learning. Taisus, we know he's trying to borrow Abaya. Raj is bothered by that it's not much like that from the Gemara. The Mashal from the Gemara, that is the Sugya. Meaning, the Raj was telling us, that's Masha from our sugya, that even Rosh Hashanah Yochid does not need Dalal Adalid. That's what the Raj was telling us. Raj was trying to, that's what he's getting. He's trying to say, right? And then he says at the end also, it's not Gishmak. His last kash is to learn that it's Machlaikas Sugya. That Rosh Hashanah holds you need Dalal Adalid and our sugya holds, you don't need Dalal and our sugya holds you need Dalal Adalid, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, right? Rashi Klor holds Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you do need Dalal Adalid. Because when he asks the kasha,
that's what it comes out to. Over here it says it does, and over here
that's what it says. So he said, it's hard to learn like that. Rashi Klor learns, when he asks the Kasha of Abin and Dalal Dalid, so Rashi says, both from Yodai Oni, both from Yodai Ba'ba'is, meaning Rashi's telling us the Dalal Dalid, both from Shatiyach, which is a rabbit. Right? And then all of a sudden you have a Rebchist over there, meaning how does that work? Rashi doesn't like it. What?
This is what
and Rebchista says, Rashba says, and Rashba also brings down, he even adds the raya to Taisa. Taisa only brings one raya that Rashba says, Yochid, you need
Dalal Dalal. I mean, what's the raya from this rice over here?
So Rashba wants to come up with a crazy mahal. It's not a crazy mahal. He wants to say that Avada, everyone holds a rechistan. And it comes out, the Shaila of the Gemara originally was of partial Baal Bayis. The Shaila of the Gemara was only from the hand of the Oni, which is just a rabbi. But Avada, Rishus HaYochid, we don't need Dalet al Dalet, Dr. Rashba. You don't need Dalet al Dalet, Rishus HaYochid. Right? And therefore, this Gemara brings down Abaya, because it's talking about exactly the way it is. Abaya is going on Rav Chisda, where you don't need Dalet al Dalet. Right? So, Frek Yaakov, so what's the whole Raya originally? What's the Raya of Rebbe that Tanya's, right, is Arif Vinacha Gabi, is this Koshu, that you know he's Dalet al Dalet, that's Rishus HaYochid. Right? Everyone knows that. So and for the Raya, that's more an answer. Could be Lamein Lekamel get a bite. That's good for the Gemara saying. That a bite, right? That's good for the Shloga. That we thought, right? It doesn't. We thought Rebbe meant.
Agreeing with the Raya.
No, it's a Shloga. Because we don't need a Raya. You don't need Dalet al Dalet Rishus HaYochid. Because you don't need Dalet al Dalet Rishus HaYochid. The whole purpose of the Gemara now is bringing Raya is that you don't need Dalet al Dalet. It's just a rabbi. That's the whole task of the Gemara now. Only just a rabbi. So he said, you see from Rebbe, you don't need Dalet al Dalet in Rishus HaRabim, right? Because Rebbe doesn't tell you. No, it could be Rishus HaRabim, right? That's the Gemara's Havamina was. That Zarek Benach Agabi Ziz is Rishus HaRabim. Mashallah, no, could Abaya. Abaya says that it's Rishus HaYachid. That's it, that's the whole Gemara. So Rashi goes through five places in the Gemara where it's Shver, and he's Matzchid, and he says a whole different pshat that it's only a simon, it's a sea, and it's just a Yochid, that it works like this, but then it's just Rabban has to work like that, whatever it is. But he goes through the Hodamrina, and this is all answering Raya's. Hodamrina and Ayat says this, Ayat says your Kasha, Hodamrina, and there's all these Hodamrinas. Right? So basically, it's a machlekes Rashba, comes out, there's a machlekes Rashba and Tosis, how, a universal machlekes, do we say Rishus HaYochid needs a Dalet al Dalet l'kuliyam or not? Rashba says it's a Vada l'kuliyam, and the Gemara is smooth, right? A lot of other places won't be smooth, these have to be matzah, but the Gemara is smooth, that the whole kash of the Gemara was only Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid we always knew. Right? And the Gemara is just simply bringing down a bayah just to show you that don't bring a raya from that because that's going to be a chizah. It's not going to be a yachid. It's not talking about a rishus. It's very simple, according to Rashi.
What does he hold?
What?
Rashi.
And according to Tosfos, let's say, according, right, because Rashi is asking his question on Tosfos. According to Tosfos, Tosfos is going to learn like you that we're only borrowing a bayah to show you also for Dalet al Dalet. In the Vada, that's not true. Not everyone holds a chizah. Chizah holds only Dalet al Dalet.
It's a super strange.
But we hold that you do.
Rashi,
I don't know. Rashi could be.
Rashi has a problem with Tosfos, and Tosfos has a problem with Rashi.
Right, that's
a problem
with Rashi. I don't really look into Rashi.
Rashi's talking about the Kashi's Tosfos has on. Tosfos wanted to say Rashi's problem, so they can't say it for those two reasons.
Right, right. I don't know where Rashi would fit in. I don't know. Could be Rashi holds really like Tosfos and explains, that's what you were saying, and explains it more differently so we won't have the Rashba's kasha. But in Shita Yoda Tosfos, that Avada, where Rashi has to hold Rashi over here, says Shusi Yachi Yosini Dalet al Dalet. Right? Just he wants maybe be Mefarish, not like Tosfos, because he's going to have to share with the Baya. So he says that. Rashi didn't mean that
this
is one of them, right. So what could we say to answer Tosfos' kasha on the Rashba? So the mindset saw brought down in the sefer that the Rabbi Yaakov gave me that there are Rishonim that learn even the sugya on daf has that of other b'chizda needs Dalet al Dalet Rishus HaYochid. Right? How do we have to open our mind? How in the world does that work? So I was thinking also, it's just like when you explain, it's sort of like this, that just like by Kluta, we say Kluta Mishin Chodami, there are those, some that learn that Kluta really is Dalet al Dalet, right? You're saying that it's as if it's Munach al Dalet al Dalet, So Rav Chisda is saying some, like a din that's similar to that. That when you put something in Rosh Hashanah, it's as if you put it on Dalet on Dalet. Right? What would be the one that learns like that, the Feirish, is a Rach. The Rach learns over there that when he says Omer Abayo, Rach says Omer Abayo, Rosh Hashanah, notice that the Rach doesn't say Kuliyama loy pligi that it's called Hanocha, that Rosh Hashanah doesn't need that Aladalit. He says Kuliyama loy pligi the Rosh Hashanah oila ad l'rakia. That's how he's learning the Gemara, right? The Gemara that Rav Chisda just mentioned at the beginning, right? Omer Abayi Rosh Hashanah Kuliyama loy pligi dikir Rav Chisda. Right? Why is he changing the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara over here said, right? Omer Abayi. The Kuliyama Lay Pligi Kidder of Chizda. Masha Bashas the Gemara, that everyone agrees you don't need Mokum Dal Dal and Shusha Rabbi. You're Shusha Yochid. You don't need it. Comes on the Rach, and the Rach says, Kuliyama Lay Pligi, Shusha Yochid Al Rakia. Meaning he's explaining, what he's trying to say is, well, since Feirish, what he says at the end of this little piece, is that everyone agrees you don't need Dal Dal, and why? Because we look at the whole Rishus is keeps on moving up. So if you have a chayfetz here, so then the ground is here. It keeps on moving up. That's why. The hacha, how does he explain the machlekes? What's the machlekes? I thought everyone agrees to that. That anything that's lying in a rishus hayachid needs a dalal dalit. The hacha, the ilan ha'aymir rishus hayachid, the naif and rishus rabin, right? The zar rishus rabin, not like double naif. Rabbi savar, amrinan shadi naif arbasri karoi. Because it has dalit.
What
shaykhis? It's as it is. Right? Why is the Rach bringing down? He's learning this exactly like Tosis learned this.
So it grabs it.
Oh, the way he explains it in here is that. So what do you see? You see that the Rach, even though right, the Pasha found learning the Gemara, no one, right, the Raja says, it seemed like it was Pasha, that this Gemara doesn't need, you don't need to say that the Elan had Dalit, because we're in Rav Chisda's world. Rav Chisda's world is, you don't need Dalit al Dalit. So if everyone holds Rav Chisda, why do you have to say that it's as if it goes after Dalit? Just say that it goes after the tree. Elamai, that's what Rav Chisda meant. Rav Chisda meant the whole time Rav Chisda does have to have
Dalit.
The only problem is, what's a Rav Chisda saying? Because Rav Chisda himself knew you had to have Dalit. Because Rav Chisda said, how do you have the Dalit? Because Shlut Yachid Oy Lav L'Rakia. So now it's very Gishmak. So if it's Mamish sitting in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so then it's on a Shaila. But since the knife is not in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so you're not going to say that. It can't. It's only oila ad l'rakia
in that rishus.
If the knife is hanging out of that rishus, it's not oila ad l'rakia here. Therefore, that branch is gonna need. It's gonna need a dalal dalal. The tree has a dalal dalal.
The tree has its own rishus.
Yeah. Isn't that a grape shot? That's it. It's an amasha, right? So it could be ISIS is learning the whole.
It's not even tiny. If it's does it have a dalal
dalal? Of course it has. Right. And once it's.
Yeah. I tell you why you throw from industry up and throw from
he's
learning that since it's hanging,
since it's hanging, it's just around. You can't say now, right? It starts. Step one is that Avada Rav Chisda doesn't need dalal dalal. That's step one. A funny dalal dalal. Does the knife from Rosh Hashanah in? You can't say that the ground. You're not going to say the ground from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the whole ground picks itself up and moves under that knife. That you can't say. Therefore, as far as the knife is concerned, we need the tree to have Dalet al Dalet.
And if you hold it goes Basa the Ikra?
What? And if you hold it goes... So if it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you don't need the tree. If let's say the tree, the whole tree was in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it landed on a knife on top of the tree. So then you don't have to say, even if the tree doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. That knife has the same din as everything else in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which we look at as Oyla Azar Rakia. Right? So the only way to say that a knife outside Rosh Hashanah Yachid could have a din in Rosh Hashanah Yachid is to say that the tree had Dalet al Dalet.
Right? What do you gain by saying this?
Oh, so what I gain by saying this whole thing So what's the arbach of learning the whole suya like this? For Taisus. So now Taisus is very gishmak. Now Taisus is taka learning that like this rach, that avada, right? That avada, Reb Chista held, you do need dal adal shasayachim. Just you don't need to have a physical dal adal. It's built in for you.
Every time it's in Shnei Echad, it's a built from Dalai Adali.
Oh, so you say, what's Gemara's Kasha? Gemara's Kasha is... Oh. Mm-hmm. One second, how do we work that out? So it could be... Right, so I remember... What's that Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is...
Maybe he holds that it's not a kasha.
It's not a kasha, so you have
to.
No, but it's not. It's much more the carrot that it is. The kasha on Shasa Yachid. No, that's good for the dad. Oh, I'll tell you why. Oh, because it's like this. Yeah, it's like this. The other thing we have to understand now is that how come? Oh, so if the Duran asks over here. So this is gonna take care of that. The Ran on the Rif on the sugi over there. On Dav Zayin. On Rav Chizda, not consciously offered. The Ran said this. I feel a good boy may I'm a chai. Now Shamin and Rishiyach Allah bin Makam Arba. The chen kasher v'ena chanana, right? You don't need makom arba, right? You don't need mam, right? What does it mean? What does it mean? Im taimar ayva hava sugyon de le'il parchinan v'abinan nekira v'anachim agad makom arba, right? Why are we saying? So he says in muchachad ahu sugya afim shesiyachim v'inan, right? V'inan hafi. I mean, I'm reading tenim shesiyachim. I can't read all these things. Ishleim or no? He's being a classic chilik now that the Kilos Yaakov talks about, and he's mechalik like this. The chiamrinan hacha, the loy bayinan hanacha gali makom arba. When do we say you don't need a makom arba? It's davka kigoyin dinat kana shuv b'shus hayachid atzma. We're saying also because shliach alurkia. So if you have something resting on a stick. Right? So then Rishus Yachid is not, they don't have sick, it's just sitting there, right? If Luzer can be hanging in the air, it also will work. It can be hanging on a string, however it's there. About the Adam, we're dealing with a person, Rishus Yachid. She'en Rishus Yachid Atzma, the guy himself is not a piece of karka. Being an Anach, I'll be welcome down. So that works with that Rav. Yeah. Fine.
How much will
we
have?
No, so that's it. I think that'll be some, and then now we'll answer this. So Taisus is asking, Taisus is the whole Gemara saying that you see,
by an
Adam.
But over there,
we're
dancing.
No, how's the camera by, it's like my
son. Unbelievable.
Yeah.